Hey, everybody, this is Joe Bartnick, and this episode is brought to you by DraftKings. Check out DraftKings.com and use the promo code PUCK to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. That's DraftKings.com, promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Puck Off. This is Joe Bartnick. How y'all doing? The captain, Frazier Smith, is a healthy scratch. He's actually in Tahoe right now, working with the great Alan Havey. And also, Andrew, our esteemed producer, is also a healthy scratch. He's on assignment with the big club. I don't know. But we have our super producer here, Sean Merrick, the original, the OG. You want to say hello, Sean. Welcome back.
Here we go. Yeah, sometimes it's been a minute, but yeah, I'm here with you, Joe. Thank you for
Our super producer. Now we're in good hands, even though it's just me. Summer programming has begun, but there's also news and notes. I will bring Sean back in for, because if you're long-time listeners, will know what we'll talk about with him. But we'll let Sean ease in. He's back in the hot seat, if you will. Frazier's is in Tahoe working with the great Alan Havey. OG, old school comic who was very nice to me when I was a doorman like 18 years ago. He told me all acting is BS, which I thought was the coolest thing ever.
He's really good, though. Have you seen him on Mad Men?
No, I mean, I know from Facebook he's on Mad Men. No, but I just think he was just such a great, you know, I mean, I'm a young doorman, you know, just not afraid to talk to people, but you know, just wondering what's going on in the business. And he's like, acting is all crap, having a cocktail. So I just thought he was great. And I hope everyone in Tahoe gives Frazier the love that I always get from the Puck Off fans, because you guys are the best. I really mean it, man. Everywhere I go doing stand up, it's like Puck Off this and that, and you guys are great. Even in Philly, people crack up, but we always bag on Philly, the team. But the Philly fans are actually I think the best stand up fans for me. I always have a great time in Philly, and I'm working on getting back there. So hope Frazier's good. He will be back next week. And before we get to our summer programming, which everyone seems to love, a little news and notes from the week that just happened. First things first, the great, and I think Frazier's player of the year, Gustav Nyquist, re-signed with his beloved Red Wings. So he will be back in the fold. He was a restricted free agent. If your teams were getting their offer sheets ready, Mr. Nyquist will be back in Detroit. Also coming to Detroit, Mike Kadar, Pittsburgh strength and conditioning coach, is leaving the Penguins, and going to the Red Wings. It's a big loss for the Penguins in the sense that Gino liked him and he could go to Russia and work out with him. So that was cool. The only problem is, not the problem, it's good for Detroit. The cool thing for Pittsburgh is now the problem for the players is I think they're going to hire Gary Roberts. And Gary will work them to death. So too bad for Phil Kessel. Phil Kessel will show up to camp now in shape. Speaking of showing up to camp not in shape, Max Pacioretty of the Montreal Canadiens out 12 weeks with a bad wheel. That doesn't sound very good. Hurting himself in the summer when you out 12 weeks in the summer, that's coming to camp not ready, not a good sign for Les Habitants. The Arizona Coyotes, that dirtball franchise, has just signed the biggest dirtball of all time. And maybe not biggest in heart, but biggest in size. That's right, John Scott, that curtain jerker, if you will, Mr. Sean Merrick. He signed with the Arizona Coyotes.
They're no longer Phoenix?
No, they're called Arizona. They're trying to bring in the, you know, the Pima Valley or whatever, the Valley of the Sun. They're getting more fans. All right, three more are going to show up. but, you know, because teasing Sean, but not teasing Sean, but Sean's a big wrestling guy. And, you know, they go, the curtain jerker is a...
No, I got that reference.
Yeah.
He's the jobber of coaches, I assume, right?
No, he's...
Or jobber of players?
Goons. Yeah, he's a goon.
So he's like your... But you don't want, he's a goon you don't like, I take it.
Yeah, he's a goon that I don't like. I despise him. He's a cheap shot artist. He's 6'9", 6'8". He can't skate. He can't shoot. And he picks on little guys.
So he's kind of like a Kevin Nash.
Yeah, but I think everyone likes big, sexy.
That's the thing. I like Kevin Nash. I'm trying to think of a big guy that I don't like. That's
remember like the Great Khali or whatever that guy's name
was?
Great
Khali?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, he
but was
awful. But it's not his fault that he's kind of charming in a way.
Oh, see, I just saw him as a big goof.
He's a big goof.
Yeah, well, that's what Scott is. Just he's ridiculous. Like Scott's the kind of guy that made fun of his teammates on the way out the door. Like he's clubhouse cancer. John Scott is in Arizona, and so that led. I'm really smart. Led the. Oh, mighty Ducks to shine, and big bad Brian McGrattan. So he will be a healthy scratch where they play seven times. He'll be a healthy scratch 65 times a year this season, and then seven times he'll dress and fight John Scott. But good for the Ducks to get McGrattan just to put John Scott on his ass. Huge trade this week. Huge trade. And I like it for both clubs. Patrick Sharp, three-time Stanley Cup champion. Patrick Sharp, or the A for the Blackhawks, traded this week for Trevor Daley, a very good defenseman, a puck mover, a guy with offense, a guy with defense, not an old man, a guy I really like from Dallas, and Ryan Garbutt, a guy with a lot of sandpaper. So you know where they went. So basically, Sharp went to Dallas. So he'll be under the tutelage of the great Lindy Ruff for Garbutt and Daley, which is a great trade for both teams. I mean, I like Sharp on Dallas. He brings some leadership to that team. And I love, I mean, Chicago's actually going to be better after getting rid of Sod and Sharp. That's how shrewd the Blackhawks are. Even shrewder, though, you know, I should have looked up who the Dallas, who's really in charge of Dallas. It might be Madonna. It might be Brett Hall. I'm not quite, or it might just be a suit, a white guy, we don't know. Or a black guy or Indian, whatever, but it just made a suit a non-X player. Because then the Stars went out and replaced Daley with Oduya. Yes, Johnny Oduya of Stanley Cup fame, Blackhawks, part of the Big Four, for 2 years, 7.5. Oduya signed for 2 years, 7.5. It makes me kind of sick because I think the Penguins or the Kings or basically anybody I love, basically anybody, but I think Chicago should have kept him for 2 years at 7.5. Don't really get it. He's gonna be great for the Stars. The Stars absolutely need, especially after losing Daley. But the Stars absolutely need defensemen, and they need leadership on the back end. Oduya brings both. If there's anything to say, maybe that about Daley is maybe he's definitely more. Well, it remains to be seen if he can be as durable as Oduya. The Ducks also went out there and signed Chris Stewart. I guess they needed more power forwards. He got it, you know, under $2 million. So, you know, Stewart's okay. Not the biggest Chris Stewart guy. He played okay this year. He's a lot of potential. But the big news in Duckland, no, it's not McGrattan. It's not Chris Stewart. It's they gave Ryan Kesler. Yes, Ryan Kesler got a 6-year $40 million deal. 6 years, a lot of term, but he's good. He'll be good for six more years. So keep him in the fold. 40 divided by six, a little over $6 million a year. It might be a little steep for Kesler, but I think you probably had to pay that to keep him. So see, I think it's a good move. But now you know they probably have the best 1-2 center combination in the world. Actually, Sid and Gino. I mean, so it's the way it is. It's how sad it has become. Now, in the news of the ridiculous and or the sad or whatever you want to say, we will bring back in our super producer and our noted Buffalo correspondent, Ryan O'Reilly, your big pickup in the offseason from Colorado.
Okay.
And if you heard this, but he drove drunk into a Tim Hortons.
That's see that that right that that right there makes him my least favorite Sabre of all time. Because Tim Horton, how do I phrase this? Because I just took a recent trip back to Buffalo, and there is literally a Tim Hortons. It's like Starbucks out here. They're all over the place. So he could. It's the fact that he hit a Tim Hortons probably just it doesn't surprise me because there's so many of them. I kind of wish though that you know this would not be a thing though for players or you know especially Buffalo players because they seem to do this. They seem to have vehicular troubles in Buffalo. You know, did Patrick Kane had a problem with that?
Well, he was a Blackhawk who beat up a cab driver.
Right, so I mean...
Get close. I mean, same in the same ballpark, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I mean, it's just, yeah. It's just,
well, driving, beating up, I actually think beating up a cab driver is better than driving drunk into it. I mean, we've all buzz drove and we've all done stupid things behind the wheel, but running into a Tim Hortons is pretty bad.
Did anybody get hurt?
I don't think so, or that would have made bigger news. I think he just like hit the wall.
Oh, was he? Was he like driving out? And was he going through a drive-through? Like,
I think he was trying to get some donuts.
Trying to get some donuts, and he was like, "I need a double-double with 20 Timbits." And then he just kind of got a little bit too close and hit the
I want them now, and just didn't see where the wall started. And then
he went full Ken Patera on a McDonald's from 1984 and threw a rock through the window. But in this case, the car.
Yeah, pretty much. It was in the news. I was a day behind that news cycle. But the interesting, the ironic, and sad twist of fate is that Tim Horton died at the hands of a drunk driver.
I didn't quite know. I just know he died in a car accident. I didn't know.
That's the irony. But you know,
and then the Tragically Hip wrote a song about him.
Oh, look at that. You're really undercovering. You're the scoop reporting here.
Oh, no, Bill Barilko. I'm sorry.
You heard it here first. So while we have you listening.
Okay.
What do you think of the new Jack Eichel? I mean, you guys came in second in the Connor McDavid sweepstakes, but What do you think of Eichel? Are you excited to get Mr. Eichel?
I'm excited for any player that can be, you know, just can generate some goals, some offense. Because I always feel that the teams that I grew up with never generated enough offense for me. You know, like I feel like Buffalo teams are not really known for that.
Now you're from the Hashik era.
I'm from the Hashik era. I'm from the 98, 99.
The Lindy Ruff got screwed with the skate in the crease.
Yeah, no goal. Yeah. No goal.
That era.
All that business. Yes, so I'm sir. From that, and I know there was that period where in the mid 2000s where they were doing quite well and
absolutely.
Daniel Bierre and all those cats, and I think that was the closest. I kind of remember it to being like a lot of offense and a lot of just like bombastic. Like you look at a Buffalo, I feel like Buffalo's never really been looked at as a team that is known for like high goal scores. Just excitement. I don't know. Am I wrong? I mean, because I don't really pay much attention to hockey.
Well, you guys did have the French Connection line there for a while.
I mean, talking about recent years.
Of all time, that's probably the only. And then you had like the McGillney era for a little bit there.
Yeah.
And you did have Pat LaFontaine. But in general, you're not exactly the Canadiens or the Islanders or the Penguins.
Devils or
well, the Devils have always been known for their defense and the trap. But I understand what you're saying. You're happy. It's good to get a superstar in Buffalo. I think
that's the thing. I always feel like it's kind of like how it was when T.O. joined the Bills, and everybody was like, "Well, this is the this is going to solve all of our. We're just going to be the best because we have literally one of the best players of all time on the team." And you know, maybe this guy, you know, he's being heralded as because I used this analogy earlier today, you know, just when we were talking just now before the show started about how Connor McDavid, right?
Yes.
So he's like the.
The next Gretzky, Lemieux, it's what they're saying.
Right, but he was drafted first.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, and you know, and our guy, what's his name again?
Jack Eichel
was drafted second. So, you know, I'm hoping it's going to be like a Sam Bowie, Michael Jordan type of deal where it's like, you know, he's the first guy drafted, but it turns out the second guy is the biggest superstar of all time.
Well, for everyone's sake, in the hockey and his family, I hope he doesn't turn into Sam Bowie, Connor McDavid. Jack Eichel has a great career. Sam, that's really horrible. I hope he becomes the Sam Bowie of the NHL. Let's not hope. I mean, if he was drafted by the Flyers, maybe you can wish that, Sean. But let's not wish it on a nice Canadian kid going to Edmonton.
Just talking about statistically.
Yeah,
I don't see him as a, you know, as a going down the same path, you know, personally. But yeah.
All right, we'll give you one more chance to say nice things about somebody. What do you think? What do you think about our old friend and your new friend, the great Disco Dan Blausma, coming off his Olympic unsuccess to join your Buffalo Sabres? Lead the Sabre charge.
Well, he used to be one of your guys.
He coached us to a Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
And now he's coaching. Now he's your franchise is in his, you know, brittle hands.
You know, it's a name that I'm not familiar with, so but that's good because it's new and it's,
those now know that Sean has taken an upper management position, doesn't listen to the show that much anymore because he hasn't heard me pick on Disco for 2 years.
Well, no, because I don't pay attention to hockey.
I know, I'm just kidding you.
I know, I get, but I mean, at the same time, it's like he's a new name, or he's somebody that like but he's also experienced. That's the thing. So sometimes, you know, when we get, you know, if I feel like in Buffalo, it's like, you know, sometimes we get some people that are really like the top of their game but they're on their way down, or people that have never been there, you know, like I feel like, and I'm speaking from the perspective maybe of being a football fan.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, and I just, when the new coach for hockey comes through, I'm like, well, okay, this guy's, you took your team, the Penguins, to the Stanley Cup at one point. And he obviously.
6 long years ago.
But you know what? You know, he could still bring it, and you know, I feel it's better because maybe it's not still in the same wheelhouse as this whole like Ted Nolan business that we were dealing with. I feel like there was a lot of drama attached to that.
Oh, there you look at once again, Scoop America coming up with the.
I always heard things about him in the papers about him being sleazy.
Yeah, they're all. I'm not gonna bash Ted, but yeah.
I'm not bashing him either.
No. I'm just, you know, he definitely had a lot of baggage. Let's just put it that way.
So let's say, but this guy, you know, if he's gonna come in, he's gonna, you know, if he's gonna maybe mix it up or something like that. I mean, do you think he's gonna? Let me ask you this: do you think he's the kind of guy that's gonna come in and mix up the team? You know, mix up the status quo of what has already been going on there.
You know, he'll mix it up. That's for sure. I think he could work out for some of the guys on the team. I think O'Reilly, you know, whatever, I'm sure he'll get out of this somehow. He'll probably be good for O'Reilly. He'll be good with Evander Kane. I think Evander Kane, your new power forward that's going to play with Eichel, I think Evander Kane could use a new fresh start with somebody. I think Dan's a good guy. I just don't think Dan is a genius when it comes to hockey. So I think he'll be good for Eichel. I think Dan's a solid man. He's a good man. I think he's a good person to tutelage Eichel for a while. And then when you guys get really good and when you're in the playoffs every year, then get a real coach.
Well, I was gonna say, is this a rebuilding phase now with this guy, you think?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you were last. You can only go up, Sean.
Shows how much I know. I mean,
yeah, no, I know.
You know, no. But that's great. No, I think you know what? I'm down with that. Then I'm excited. Yeah, anything new that people can?
He'll make practice fun, Sean. You guys will play baseball on ice now. I mean, he's great for kids and he's great for you know the community and
well, that's good.
He's a good guy.
That's good. No, that's
I
good.
Just you know when it comes to matching lines in playoff games, he's not your guy. But
okay.
You have well, to get to the play. When you get to the playoffs,
then we'll worry about that.
Then we'll worry about that. That is the great Sean Merrick.
Thank you for bringing me in. I hope these your legions of fans, you know, these folks that listen to the show don't feel offended.
No,
because like I said, I don't pay attention to hockey, but you know, I am a suffering Buffalo sports.
No,
fan.
They you know what? They should love you, even if you think right now, God, Sean doesn't really listen to hockey or this show very much. You should remember that Sean was here at the very, very beginning. He was our producer and he helped me and Fraser out a ton, and we love Sean. So,
thank you,
and good luck to Disco, Dan Blausma, and your Buffalo Sabres. Now, after this break, or after this word from our very important people, we'll be back with incredible summer programming, which you're going to love. You'll debate and enjoy. Baseball was in full swing, and you can be a part of all the action all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait for the end of season to get paid when you can win huge cash prizes every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick two pitchers, eight position players, and you pick up your cash. That's it. Ask Peter from Colorado. Last year, he won $1 million. $1 million in one day simply playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already earned cash at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. These new contests start every day, so hurry up on DraftKings.com right now and use promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K, to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. DraftKings.com, the official partner of Major League Baseball. Enter PUCK. P-U-C-K for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Don't forget, that's DraftKings.com. P-U-C-K. Win $1 million and give some to me and Frazier. All right, everybody, we're back. And as promised, summer programming. And summer programming is always the fun time where we, BS, make lists, enjoy ourselves, and just have something to debate for weeks and months and, get the hate mail rolling. So even though the captain, Fraser, is in Tahoe, I will give him next week, even though we have a special guest next week, to respond to some of these, to get his two cents in. I know he loves summer programming, but who doesn't love Tahoe even more in the summer? And he's working with the Great Island Heavy. But here we go. So this week, doing my 2014-15 all-star team or all-pro team, all-star team, the best of the best, the best of the best. So what I did was and what's cool is I could have picked 15 forwards, I could have picked 20, I could have picked however many. I picked 12, so we can let the brouhahas begin. And then I picked six defensemen, a team basically, and a goaltender and a coach. I'll tell you the coach right now is Joel Quenneville. I always say, Babcock's the best coach in the game, but he's choked 2 years in a row. Not choked, but he hasn't come up big. And what more can you say about Quenneville? I mean, what more can you say? He is definitely the best coach in hockey right now as we speak. So he is our coach. I will go with others receiving votes or consideration, if you will, and then we will go to the top 12 forwards last year. Now, the top 12 and also those in consideration are not in any particular order. So first, let's go to the, also receiving votes from the forwards right now. Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson. I should say this is kind of mostly the regular season, but also a little bit of playoff shine. So you could your stock could have gone down if your team didn't make the playoffs, or if you really shined in the playoffs, it could go up. But basically, it's kind of just a regular season thing, if you will. So first, others receiving votes are the great Tyler Johnson, the kid from obviously the kid from Tampa Bay. Great season. Shame he got hurt. Really changed kind of the course of the finals, along with his line mate, the great Kucherov from Russia. I mean, they together with Palat, they came up with the best second line in hockey. An amazing run. Only looks up from there. Only looks up from there for Tampa Bay. Now here's one. Here's a haymaker for you. Did not make the Bartnick top 12 forwards of the year. Here's a big one. Jonathan Toews. Yes. The guy who I say is maybe the greatest player in the game right now, the greatest leader, the Mark Messier of hockey, the guy who I would draft first probably on any board just because he's such a winner. He's a warrior. I love the man. I love the guy. But, you know, let's face it, Chicago not have the best regular season, and these are the, it's kind of like the regular season award. I would say it is pretty much a regular season award, so that's why we're going. Yeah, it is a regular season award because that's why Toews isn't on here. That's not – it's not mince words. Jonathan Toews, also receiving votes for a top 12 forward of the year. We have Max Pacioretty of the Montreal Canadiens. A great season leading the Habitat to onward and upward with them. Then we have, I guess he won the Selke. I don't quite know how. I guess, you know, Calgary had a great year. A Yuri Hudler. Also receiving votes for the regular season. Yeah, we will stamp this as a regular season because looking back, I mean, how could Toews not be in my top 12 if you're going to add any kind of playoff paraphernalia? So there we go. Phil Forsberg, obviously one of Frazier's favorites, also receiving consideration for a top 12 of the year, as well as Frazier's favorite player, I think, that doesn't wear a Red Wing outfit, Johnny Hockey, Johnny Gaudreau. Also receiving consideration for top 12. His center, Mr. Monahan, also receiving consideration. Now, here's a guy that came very, 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 very close. And my heart says put him in, but then you look at the top 12 and you're like, well, he doesn't fit the top 12. But as far as guys that you know, I mean, drop dead Hall of Famer and a guy who carried the Colorado Avalanche when it shouldn't have. It just goes to show what a down year all the rest of those forwards had, and almost a disgrace the way they played half the season. But then they turned it on too late. The great Jerome Iginla also considered for the top 12. Now we have couple guys from our mistress team, Tyler Toffoli, also considered, but no, I mean, so much fun to watch. Just scored some big goals this year, but when your team doesn't make the playoffs, how good of a season did you really have? So that's exactly where I put Jeff Carter. I mean, Jeff Carter had an amazing season, scored more big goals than anybody on the West Coast that wasn't playing in Anaheim. Just had a really great season, led the rookies and second-year guys, led the 70s line, moved from wing to center. I mean, really took a step up in my eyes as you know, possibly maybe going to the Hall of Fame one day if he keeps up the stats. I thought, just, you know, for me to say that for a guy that came from Philly, drafted from Philly, really is saying something. But alas, not in the top 12. Not in the top 12. Now, a guy who's now on my mistress team, who you think, Bartnick, he's a no-brainer. You're going to put him in the top 12 no matter what because you love the man, and now he's a king. No, not going to do it. Milan Lucic, also under consideration, but not in the top 12. I mean, it's probably good Lucic had a completely off season because now he's a king. I don't have to worry about him playing in Boston anymore, killing the Penguins. But, I mean, and it's going to be so much fun. He's playing for the Kings, let's face it. I mean, I think Frazier, before he went to Tahoe, I think he bought a Lucic jersey. But, you know, the big 17 will be for the Kings. And he, you know, I mean, I think the 10 games he really went all out for Boston last year, he was the beast that we all know and love. But you can't play 10 games and make the top 12. Also from the Bruins, a Selke finalist, which okay, Hudler, I guess he was in the playoffs. That's why he gets his leg. But how can you be a Selke finalist? Your team doesn't even make the playoffs. Not really quite sure. Patrice Bergeron, very off year for the Boston Bruins. I'm just throwing his name in there because, you know, he was a Selke finalist, and he must have had some good games. Between the nonsense Jack Edwards was saying in my ear trying to watch Bruin games, I didn't really see it. So, Patrice, but we will give you a tap of the stick. Welcome to the also receiving votes category. Same goes with West Coast Malkin, Anze Kopitar. He had a good season. He had a solid season. He had a season that most guys would be proud of. But Anze, you've MVP capable talent. Your team did not make the playoffs. If there was any season that almost. You tried to carry them on your back. Him and Carter really had a great season. They really did, but not quite good enough to make the playoffs. Anze Kopitar also receiving votes. That brings us to some of the big dogs now. Some of the big dogs, some people who are very, 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 very close, but no cigar. Ryan Kesler. Just got $40 million from the Ducks, and then also receiving votes from Joe Bartnik. The best second line center in hockey. I mean, what he did with the Ducks, I mean, he put the Ducks to another level. He stepped up. He made that second line. He got Beleski $40 million with the Bruins this year now coming up. The top 12 is the top 12. I mean, if you were putting a team together, say an Olympic team or just a team you want, you would make him like an all-star dream team. You'd put him as your third or fourth line center, but not to be in the top 12. Gustav Nyquist, great season, fun guy to watch, the heir apparent to our next contestant, and a favorite of the captain, but not making the top 12. Of course, he's the heir apparent to this man, the witch, Pavel Datsyuk. He came up with the Selke. Probably the next man to be on, probably number 13, actually, because just when he did play, which, you know, he's always dinged up, and not always dinged up, but he gets hurt a lot. But Datsyuk, Pavel Datsyuk, enjoy him, everybody. I know we blow him all the time on the show, but really enjoy him. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. You don't see guys do what he does anymore. Just a witch. That's how he has the nickname. Also receiving votes from the great state of Florida, the young man by the name of Jonathan Huberdeau. Fun to watch. Great year. Look how close. The Florida Panthers to the playoffs. The Florida Panthers were there the last, you know, two games of the season. They were right, I guess, three games left. They were right there. And all because of the acquisition of this man, my favorite, the man on top of my Christmas tree, the guy who you thought Bartnik would put him in the top 12 just because that's what Bartnik does. He's a homer for this man. I'm not. I'm telling you. My scruples are right there. Jaromir Jagr, just also receiving votes, consideration, if you will. Now, two guys you know I love, they got the rings, and now they've moved on to probably not finer pastures. The two best. I mean, Jonathan Toews's wings, Brandon Saad, and Marian Hossa. I mean, you know, also consideration. I mean, they led the second best line in hockey, if you will. What more can you say about Saad? He kills penalties. He's a winner. You know, he's 22 years old. He's got two Stanley Cups. He's from Pittsburgh. Now he's going to be stabbing me in the eye in Columbus. Horrible, horrible. We talk about that enough on the show, but he was also under consideration. And the great Marian Hossa, I believe this year he punched his ticket to the Hall of Fame. Just, you know, he's was me and Frazier's pick for the Salke. No one back checks like Marian Hossa. No one is in the right place at the right time and does bigger things than Marian Hossa. But that's how great this top 12 is. Marian Hossa does not make the list. Now, for those of you scoring at home, I haven't mentioned a Flyer player until right now. So also receiving votes, we'll get right to it. Giroux and Voracek. Very good seasons, both gentlemen. But thank you for not making the playoffs. I hope your golf season is working out for you, gentlemen. Remember to tip your caddies. All right. Now we're down to the top 12 plus. We're down to the top 13, I guess. This guy probably wasn't number 13, but you know, you think I'm putting him on the team because he's my guy. We're not. We're keeping scruples on this top on the all-pro team for 2014-15. Evgeny Malkin, Gino, number 71 in your program, number one in your heart. Had one month, I think the month of December, November. I think December, you know, I think about 6 weeks, the absolute best player in the world. The last 6 weeks, absolute dog crap. Sorry, Gino. I love you. You did not make the top 12. The top 12. You're all pro. You're the top 12 forwards. The ones you pencil in if you had a chance. Here we go. Two are easy. Two are easy right here in your backyard, right down the 405. It would take you 6 hours to get there. Man, the traffic was – I don't know if Obama was here today. I don't know if Jesus came back and was driving the 405 today. It was in. Insane. Hour and a half to get here. Ryan Getzlaff, Corey Perry. Two guys in the all 2014-15 Team Bartnick All-Stars. Getzlaff, Perry, Batman and Robin. Superman and Batman. I mean, the superpowers. The Road Warriors, Sean Merrick. I mean, Hawk and Animal. It doesn't get any better than Getzlaff and Perry. I don't know what happened to Getzlaff in Game 6 and 7 against the Blackhawks, but, I mean, he really is Superman. He's amazing. I love the guy. And Perry, Perry is the ultimate heel. People, announcers hate Corey Perry, and all he does is score 50 goals a season practically, and physicality and just a menace to society. Love Corey Perry. Those two gentlemen. There's 10 left. Two are also, once again, from the same team. And you're thinking, oh, who are they? Who are they? Who could they possibly be? You already didn't. Actually, two and two. We actually have four guys left from two from the same teams. Under the great Lindy Ruff, the great Lindy Ruff had the pleasure to coach his captain, Jamie Benn, and Mr. Boston. Tyler Seguin, are you kidding me? Another great top line. I mean, what Jamie Benn did with Tyler Seguin hurt was absolutely phenomenal. That's why he won the award. And then when Tyler Seguin came back with half a knee and scored, an amazing accomplishment. It's a shame. I mean, total shame he got hurt in this season, but great player. Tyler Seguin, Boston, they're still not over it. They're still not over trading Tyler Seguin. An absolute crime. And the great Lindy Ruff. So now we have another guy making the list. Another guy making the list. Obviously, we talked about him earlier with his cab driver fund. But Patrick Kane, probably the best goal scorer right now in the league. Money. The money man. Now his big contract's kicking in, and only Taves probably deserves it more. But Patrick Kane, boom, boom, boom. Bartnick, all time, 2014-15 All-Star. Now the deep end of the pool, my friends. Steven Stamkos, welcome to the club. We're a great comeback here after the injury. Led Tampa Bay and showed his onions whenever he's not scoring. He's hitting people. What a leader. We love him. From the St. Louis Blues, we have Vladimir Tarasenko. just the Russian assassin. He's like a Bond villain. He's just lethal. Tarasenko is just so much fun to watch. I love Tarasenko. Don't like Captain Kangaroo and the Blues. Love Tarasenko. And you're thinking, here's a guy I always talk crap on, but gave it up to him this year. He earned 2014. Oh, Bartnick. Rick Nash. Yes, the Nash man coming in. The All-Star team. Now, the final two teammates of the show, arguably the best player, arguably the best season of anybody, turned his game around, maybe turned his life around. I don't know. They say he's married now. He's calmed down. The great Alexander Ovechkin and his center, Nicholas Backstrom, right there. Now, the last two more left for your top 12 forwards. I think if you listen to the show, you know who they are, but we're going to give them, you don't have to guess. You don't have to guess. Straight from the island, to me, the heir apparent to Mario Lemieux, class, grace, big size, sweet hands, John Tavares. And of course, number one, he only led the league in scoring, but it was an off year for him, Sidney Crosby. All right, we've named the coach. We've named the forwards. Six defensemen to go. We're gonna talk about those also receiving votes. We have Mr. Burns, not from the Simpsons, from the Sharks. Just awesome defenseman. Probably the hardest one for me not to put on this list. Hardest one, and probably should have beat. Probably should have beat somebody out, but I just think I wouldn't give this guy notoriety. But Burns should probably be on the list. Carlson, your Norris Trophy winner. One of our fans Twittered me or Facebooked me or emailed me and said he should have never won the Norris. He's just a forward that can skate backwards. I feel exactly the same way. And he only played good half a season. Not in my top six defensemen. Duncan Keith, what can you say? Mr. Conn Smythe, I love Duncan. You could pick any of those four guys in Chicago's big four. Well, I guess now it's Dallas's. Oh, do you went to Dallas? But any of those guys. You know, just amazing. But Duncan Keith, for a regular season award, you know, and he was, I said he would have been my Norris Trophy finalist. Easily could be. We'll let him enjoy the Conn Smythe. Duncan knows we love him. Drew Doughty, captain's favorite. I love the man. Overexposed this year, played too much, made bad decisions with the puck. Maybe we'll have a new award next year for bad decisions with the puck, and we'll call it the Christopher Letang Award. Letang, great year. Also receiving votes, though, not in the top six. His running buddy, the great Paul Martin. You say, oh, Paul Martin, you're a homer for Pittsburgh. That's why you pick up. Watch Paul Martin play for a season. I loved him when he was in Jersey. Just an easy 28 minutes, can do it all, never looks stressed out with the puck. They're going to love him in San Jose. You're going to love him playing with Burns. One of the all-time great defensemen of all time who's just getting old. No crime in getting old. Father time catches up to everyone. Zdeno Chara, also receiving votes. Guy I absolutely love for the island. Why the island came back, and we're going to say Johnny Boychuk. You're right. It is Johnny Boychuk, but also somebody else I love who also makes this list, who I was thinking about when I was saying who I really love. I love Harmonic. Love the guy. He's a young kid. Watch out for the fear the island, my friends. Fear the island is all I'm saying. Now a guy from the Anaheim Ducks, who's now with Colorado. I think the biggest offseason acquisition of the whole season. I think almost a power balance in the West a little bit. Somewhat, I think it makes him a playoff team. Francois Beauchemin from the Ducks. He also receives votes for the All Bartnick defenseman team here. Aaron Ekblad, rookie of the year. You know we love him. This top six, those tough to not letting rookies in the top six here for the defenseman. And then you got Suter from Minnesota. Nice season, not cracking the top six, but people, oh, Minnesota, Puckoff hates Minnesota. We don't. But Suter's not cracking the top six. And you know who's absolutely not cracking the top six? Anybody on the St. Louis Blues blue line. What a disgrace. You and Captain Kangaroo not making the top six. All right, the top six. Here's the guy that I said probably should put Mr. Burns in, but we didn't because I want to give him all the credit in the world, and that's Yossi from Nashville, Cashville. Yermin Yossi. Yossi. You know who I mean. Love the guy. He's overshown by Shea Weber, who's also in my top six. Congratulations, Mr. Weber. You don't need me to tell you. You remember you were my pick for the Norris. Love Shea. Thank God the Flyers didn't. Thank God Nashville signed his offer sheet. Four more left. The all Bartnick team. How can you not pick a Ranger for the defense? I mean, how can you not pick a Ranger for? So we got to go with the captain, Ryan McDonagh. Solid season. I mean, you have to pick a Ranger on the defense. I mean, you have to pick Ryan McDonagh. I mean, you know, I like Joe Girardi. Not enough to give an also reaching votes. I'm gonna give it to Ryan McDonagh. Just have to do it. Victor Hedman. What a huge season Victor Hedman had. Welcome to the 2014-15 All-Bartnick team. Two left. Mark Giordano, captain of the upstart, the uprising, the Calgary led the Calgary Flames to the playoffs. Playoffs? Are you kidding me? Giordano, Bartnick All-Star. Final one. If you're scoring at home, you know who it's going to be. We didn't categorize him as a forward. We categorized him a defenseman. The guy we love, the captain will have no problem with, number six, big, bad, Dustin Byfuglien. There it is. There's the team. We're going to give the captain, Mr. Fraser Smith, next week time to rebuttal. We'll see if he'll probably put Nyquist in there. and that's about it. A lot of fun today. The captain will be back next week. We're going to have a special guest next week. A funny guy who knows a lot about comedy and a lot about hockey. Should be fun. Continue summer programming. I will be at the Comedy Store this weekend if you're out and about in L.A. I also have some big tour announcements with me and Verzi. Once again, I want to thank all the fans for listening. You guys are the best. Enjoy the summer. And Joe Bartnick is out.